Korean star latest to attempt suicide in high-pressure K-pop world. By Francis Martel on May 27, 2019. South Korean pop star Gu Ha reportedly survived a suicide attempt Sunday amid an increasingly messy legal dispute with an ex-boyfriend, who she has accused of physical assault and attempted use of revenge porn to silence her. He also pressed charges against her for alleged domestic assault. The talent agency representing Gu, Content Y, dropped her from their roster in January as she and ex Choi Jong-bum prepared for trial. Gu's original band, Kara, broke up in 2016. The world of Korean pop music, or K-pop, is notorious for putting intense pressure on its stars from a very young age, when record labels recruit them for music boot camp to become idols. The agencies reportedly force the children into hours of intense physical training and dangerous dieting regimens while distancing them from family and friends. They tend to have low tolerance for anything approximating a scandal, resulting in the early retirement of many stars. Gu's attempted suicide recalls the recent death of Kim Jong-hyun, lead singer of the superstar K-pop group SHINee, in 2017. Known more commonly as Jong-hyun, the star was found dead in his apartment at age 27. He left a suicide note lamenting his global fame. Rumors circulated in September that Gu had attempted suicide then, but her management claimed that she was instead suffering from a sleep disorder. If the rumors were true, this weekend's was Gu's second suicide attempt in less than a year. The Korea Times reported Sunday that Gu's manager had called her and not received a response, so made his way to her apartment in Gangnam, a wealthy neighborhood in Seoul. He found her lying unconscious in her apartment and called a local hospital. Singapore's Straits Times reported that some Korean media outlets claimed that the manager found her apartment flooded with smoke, suggesting she intentionally attempted to asphyxiate herself. Reports available Monday morning concur that Gu appears to be in stable condition, but still hospitalized. The singer reportedly posted a message on her Instagram account reading goodbye on Saturday night, though that message no longer appears on her account. The Korea Times did not specify if the message was a post, which remains on the account permanently, or part of a story, which automatically erases in 24 hours. The Straits Times noted that it was far from the first message indicating that Gu was suffering. Among the more recent messages Gu reportedly posted, one read, "It feels as if I am starting to break into pieces inside." The Straits Times identifies Choi as being 41 years old, though other outlets in Korea have reported that he is 27 or 28. A month after the altercation, Gu sued Choi for allegedly attempting to blackmail her with revenge porn, a charge that triggered a new wave of accusations and what her management agency considered bad publicity. Choi faced charges for coercion, threats, and sexual assault, police told South Korea's Yonhap News Agency. Gu's attorneys claimed that Choi sent her sexually explicit videos of herself with the threat, "I will end your career as an entertainer." Choi admitted to sending her the video, but claimed in an interview, "I sent it to her with the intention of ending our relationship. I thought she should keep it since it was her idea." He insisted that he did not participate in making the video. Among those publicly questioning his explanation was his own roommate. South Korean media reported in September that Gu had attempted to commit suicide by overdosing on sleeping pills at the time, but her management said in a press release that she was in the hospital being treated for a sleep disorder. Gu's suicide attempt recalls the stunning news in late 2017 that Jong-hyun of SHINee, one of K-pop's most successful bands, had taken his life. Jong-hyun reportedly killed himself via smoke inhalation using cooking coals. Like Gu, Jong-hyun had left a trail of messages suggesting he was severely dissatisfied with his life. Following the 27-year-old's death, family and authorities found notes repeatedly asserting that he did not enjoy being famous and could not understand how he had found himself in his current situation. "It wasn't my path to become world famous. Why did I choose this path? It's quite funny now that I think about it. It's a miracle that I endured through it all this time," his alleged suicide letter read. "It is easy to say I'm going to end it. It is very difficult to actually go through with it. I've been struggling through the difficulty." In a final text message to his sister, Jong-hyun reportedly wrote, "Please let me go, tell me I did well." The path to become a K-pop idol is one of punishing training, intense competition, unrelenting scrutiny via social media. As Canada's CBC reported last year, management agencies invest in children whose parents are seeking their stardom, forcing them to learn dance routines for hours and pushing them through grueling selection processes that often give preferential treatment to better-looking candidates. Follow Francis Martel on Facebook and Twitter.